This is 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Rachel Lindley. Heroin overdose deaths are on the rise nationally. In Jefferson County, deaths increased by 140% in 2014. The numbers were shocking. 144 deaths related to heroin. Area law enforcement responded by increasing efforts to get traffickers and drugs off the streets, especially in Birmingham. While preliminary numbers from 2015 show some decline in heroin overdose deaths, WBHM's Ashley Cleek reports heroin's still readily available and cheap in Alabama.
It's a rainy Saturday night, and business is pretty slow at the piercing and tattoo studio where Rob Vincent works. So Vincent relaxes by playing with the calculator on his phone.
I just add different stuff up and multiply, and I just like finding out the answers.
This nerdy hobby's new for Vincent. For years, the only math he did was figuring out how much heroin he could buy. For example, he says, $50, that's 2 bags of heroin with a bit left over for gas. Vincent was a heroin addict for years and never had trouble feeding his habit. It took him to some very dark places.
You know, I've had dope delivered to me by an 8-year-old boy.
Finally, enough was enough. Vincent's been clean for almost 2 years now. And now he works with the Jefferson County Drug Court Advocacy Council to help other addicts get and stay sober. He feels like a completely different person.
I love it. You know, it's so much better. I can joke about stuff, you know, and I can laugh. I spent 5 years pretty much without laughing. I ain't gotta live like that no more.
That's the message he brings to the addicts he counsels. But Vincent says the addicts tell him it's tough to stay sober when heroin is so cheap. Still around $20 for a normal dose. And that's after a massive crackdown effort by a coalition of multiple law enforcement agencies in Alabama, like this one.
This morning, around 6 o'clock, a group of federal and local law enforcement officers dismantled a multi-million dollar drug trafficking operation, charged now with dumping heroin and cocaine onto the streets of our city.
U.S. Attorney Joyce White Vance made this announcement in October after one of 2015's largest busts. Law enforcement in Jefferson County confiscated money, property, and a lot of drugs, 12 kilograms of cocaine and 1,112 doses of heroin. In all, police arrested 23 people.
The thing is, when they get one guy off the street, there's three more ready to take his place.
Vincent says in all the years he was using, he would regularly hear about big busts. Like in 2013, when police arrested more than 40 people. But on the street, the price and availability of heroin never changed.
The market is very flooded in Birmingham. It's just like supply and demand economics, you know. When you flood the market, price goes down.
Jeffrey Myron, an economics professor at Harvard University, says Vincent's right.
The facts are that the prices have stayed low.
Myron has been studying the economics of the drug trade since the 80s. He says for decades, even with all the raids and busts, the price of heroin hasn't gone up.
It's a little puzzling because, of course, these activities would normally be expected to raise the cost of producing and selling drugs. And so you'd expect the prices to be higher. But in fact, we don't see that in the data.
The problem is the busts only target the supply side. And Myron explains dealers adapt. They find new ways to hide and transport drugs, and their adaptation is often faster than the police can catch. Joyce White Vance tells WBHM she's seen this happen firsthand.
One thing that we've all learned in law enforcement is this is not a problem that we can arrest our way out of. I say that because we also have to address the demand for heroin.
So now law enforcement's expanding their strategy. Vance says her office is teaming up with researchers at UAB and community leaders to study drug addiction and expand treatment for heroin addicts. Health officials have also started training friends and family members of addicts to use a drug called naloxone to stop an overdose. And in terms of overdose death, it seems things may be getting better. Preliminary numbers from December show Jefferson County had just under 90 heroin overdose deaths. But, Vance says, those numbers can be misleading. Because of a new problem.
So now apparently the drug dealers are realizing that they can cut the heroin with other substances and make more money by doing that.
One of the substances dealers are using is fentanyl, a painkiller. Mixed with heroin, it's deadly. And it's not yet known how many drug overdose deaths are due to this fatal mixture. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.